looks like. You got the victory, amen?
Amen.
I said you have the victory.
Amen.
A lot of people don't want to acknowledge you got the victory because I don't want to say that to y'all because that means the devil will come. He already coming. In some of y'all cases, he's already there. And you just got to know that you have the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if he didn't have a victory, he wouldn't show up.
That's it.
Oh, man. Y'all better wake up.
That's it right there.
Listen, there's no need to be afraid of him. Amen.
Amen.
He going to do what he going to do. He going to act the fool. And he going to cause some of your family members to act the fool. He going to cause your super, but I used to say something else, but then pray for me, Jesus. But y'all used to work with some of them visors. Hey, y'all, you see, here's the thing. Y'all used to let them set traps for you.
My.
Yeah, because you couldn't keep your mouth closed. Couldn't mind your business. You couldn't go in and handle what you were supposed to handle. And you need to know, understand that it's a job.
Amen.
And God had to remind you that this is not your place. I've been walking through my office and time passed, and people had curtains up. Had the whole office set up like an apartment. You couldn't do candles, but they had plug-ins. And they had the candles that looked like a light, but it wasn't a candle, but it just kind of had, it was an actual light they plugged in, but it looked like a candle. Had the whole thing set up to look like. And I always used to ask, why are you so comfortable in a place that if God says it's time to go, you will feel it?
Come on, Pastor. Yes.
And then when they give you the news that you don't want to hear, you forget that you got the victory.
Yes.
Why? Because you became settled in a place that was designed to set a trap for you.
Amen.
What the enemy wants to do is you get complacent in places that God has given you the victory over. So when it's time to go, you feel a kind of way.
Yeah.
We already moving through what God wants to share. I hope y'all riding.
Yeah, I'm riding.
And God wants you to know that victory is yours.
Yes.
We have the victory. And see, a lot of places, you got to be prepared that your season is up. Your season is over.
Amen.
And you got to move and be okay with moving.
Amen.
Knowing that ain't where I'm supposed to be anyway.
Amen.
There's victory on the other side.
Yes.
But when you believe that that's your all in all, y'all climb the ladder. I'm in my own look at it. It looked like I got. This is what I envisioned. This was on my vision board. You stop telling yourself all these things to not realize that was only a season.
Yes.
And some of y'all need to get acquainted with seasons and destiny. Seasons you go through, destiny you get to.
Amen.
And you gotta realize that my seasons, I go through things. And in the season of me going through things, God protects me in them. He covers me in them. Because in your climbing, He protected you.
Yes, He did.
But you gotta realize in those moments, I told y'all. Some of y'all, when y'all walking through your season, shut your mouth.
Amen.
Yeah. Everybody can handle your season. Now, I ain't talking about seasons. I'm talking about victory on the day. Because some of y'all need to be able to understand that in your season, you don't get cocky. You just get confident in knowing that I got the victory in every season.
Amen.
Yeah, tell yourself, I have victory.
I have victory.
In every season.
In every season.
Why? Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you can go into a season that all you feel like, you see me feel like everything is against you. And you can stand and be like, listen, I'm passing through here. Because I see my destiny on the other end.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Your destiny is on the other end.
Yes.
You better stop letting people dictating you how you should flow.
Amen.
You can get in there and be consistent with what God told you to do.
Amen.
That's our design to come. You have a shield around you.
Mm-hmm.
It only affects you when you take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you move the personal from it, and I understand it's a process. Getting to victory is a process. There's a season of training. There's a season of preparation. There's a season of elimination.
Yes. Woo. Hallelujah.
To get to victory. And get to victory. What do you mean, Pastor? Sometimes you gotta throw Judah overboard. What do you mean, Judah? You gotta let your praise move.
Yes.
Woo. Come on.
Doing your victory. Mm. And you gotta throw off everything that does not serve you. Anything that's not speaking the way you're speaking is against what you're going against. Well, you need that thing, Pastor. You know, you got to have yes men. But you don't need to have devil men either. If people don't see what you see, you're talking to the wrong people.
Amen.
They're never going to see your victory if they only see your failures. Amen.
Amen.
There's so many people holding, trying to hold you down hold you up that they don't want you to get the victory. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Not everybody who rolling with y'all wants you to win.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you better say that one again.
Come on. You really think everybody who you on the phone with wants you to win? Everybody who's in your this is my circle. These are people who I. Pastor, these are people who I rock with, but do they rock with you? I've learned the hard way. Capital H. Way. That everybody who roll, I'm rolling for you. They want to steamroll you, but they ain't rolling for you. Amen. Because at any given moment, the moment you step outside of what you think or they think you should be, they want to flatten you. Wow. Man, they don't want to see you win. They don't want you to get the victory. They don't want you to be what God has called you to be, the purpose that God has placed in your life, whatever assignment God has given you. All they see is their assignment. And do you hinder their assignment? See, y'all ain't gonna shoot straight. I've seen that happen in Christendom and in corporate America. I've seen them come on the job, I'm a supervisor, I'll be with you. And at every turn, trying to undercut. And all they doing is gathering all your information to use it against you.
Amen.
Not to see you become victorious. But thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph.
Amen.
I don't let that stuff hold. I used to let it bother me. That stuff don't bother me no more. If anybody from my job is watching, I apologize. In advance. For what you about to hear.
Uh-oh.
Nothing personal. I don't know anybody personally. So take it with a grain of salt. If it don't apply, let it fly.
All right.
But when they talking on the job now, it's like, I don't hear it. It don't faze me. And they like, you so nonchalant. Yeah, because this, I understand victory is coming for me.
Amen.
Well, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Victory is already in me. I've seen too many failures not to see victory on the horizon. So when they be like, now they ask me, you ready to leave any day now, aren't you? And I be like, can you continue? Yes. I'm not telling you nothing. When you see my back, you understand I'm out. But I say that to say that don't get too comfortable with sharing your dream and destiny with people who don't want you to become victorious.
Amen.
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 You think people for you, but people ain't for you. Amen. No, no, no. No, no, no. People are not for you like you think they are. There's a select few that God has placed in your life that's going to pray for you, going to run with you to victory.
Amen.
And to your destiny. But then there's some who are going to be dragging. Nah, you can't go there. Just because you can't see don't mean I can't go there. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's keep riding. Let's tell your Bible. Come on.
Amen.
God is in your business. That means you're in the right place because that tells you that God is here. Mm-hmm. And I'm that guy. I'm Virgil Lofty from Southeast Washington, D.C. by way of the Holy Ghost. But listen, I thank God that we are here for a purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all better not stop. Don't be afraid to. Listen, this is your season of victory.
That's it.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
This is your season of victory.
Amen.
And what was decreed over me, that nothing by any means shall harm you. I decree that over your life.
Amen.
Amen. That was decreed over my life. When that God said, this is not, that by nothing by any means will be able to harm me. And I carry that with me. And I don't go doing stuff to say, I bet you can't harm me. No, I'm not no fool. But I understand that when God has a purpose and a plan for your life, you better stay on God's purpose and plan for your life. Better not let nobody talk you out of it. Y'all better stop letting people talk you out of your place of victory.
Amen.
Because there is a place of victory.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are places of destruction that you go into too.
Amen.
Amen. Nah, yeah, this ain't about you trying to keep people in your church. No, I'm not. I'm trying to keep people in their safety.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Trying to keep people under the umbrella of God because there's safety under the arms of God.
Amen.
When you get outside of God's will, then all chaos ensues. When you step out, then you fair game.
Yep.
Surely go.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why he tells you, shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? He's telling you, okay, it's only going to battle for a season now. You only got a finite amount of time where grace is going to be extended. People like, well, grace is forever. No, it's not.
Amen.
Don't let these people lie to you. Grace is not forever. It's forever though for those who want to walk under grace. But when you walk outside of grace, then when is grace forever? Amen.
Amen.
Don't let these lies fool you, because some people who said they known God, when they stepped outside of, they die and they go to hell. Where's the grace then? Stop letting people tell you do anything because grace is going to be forever. Grace is not forever. There's no grace on the other side.
Amen.
Grace only exists here. Oh, Jesus, you're pretty good in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. It's because it's a wake-up call for y'all. It's victory. We talk about victory, but you gotta be in the will of God to obtain all the victory God has for you.
Amen.
I'm ready to help y'all. Y'all did? If y'all in James? No. James chapter 1. Turn to James chapter 1. I'm going to explain. The screen says James chapter 1. I says, call those things that be not as
good as they
are. I see them within. Y'all don't see them up there?
Yes.
That's why I always turn to them. Because I see them up there. That's a walk by faith.
Amen.
And not by sight, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Everything about my life is about faith. I couldn't see none of it in my natural eyes. When I put my spiritual eyes on, I started seeing better. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 1, verse 12. I know my wife will say, you didn't tell us the chapter. You got it, man. Y'all in James chapter 1, verse 12?
Yes.
It says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. Stay steadfast under trial. Amen. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. Amen. Say, I want my crown.
I want my crown.
Yeah, you got to be able, but you got to be willing to stand fast. Amen. Steadfast under trial. There's things coming, y'all, that's going to challenge your faith. Going to challenge your relationship. Most people are giving in to their faith. Amen. I saw something. I just be seeing things, man. And it's the weirdest thing. I saw a guy over the weekend, and he professes his undying love for Jesus Christ. I get it. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I understand people that's a form of godliness that the Bible talks about. But then drinking publicly, smoking publicly, and then after all that, you know, professing this Jesus, start cussing. And I'm like, have you not been told that bitter and sweet can't flow from the same fountain? And have you not been told that there's a standard of holiness that God requires of all those who name the name of Jesus Christ as Lord? See, most believers don't want to accept the fact that there's a standard that God set. We don't get to do what we want to. We don't get to act like everybody else and then still name the name of Jesus Christ. Well, he is professing that Jesus Christ. To what degree, though? Is it to make you want to serve God, or is it to make you question whether God is real or not? Or is there anything to that? We want God to be, when people hear our word, we want them to understand that God, look at what he's done in her life, his life. He's made a change. Because see, to serve God brings about change. I'll see y'all quiet. Some of y'all may like living on both sides of the fence. Some of y'all want to swim with the sharks, and some of y'all want to be on land. I don't understand. What do you mean swimming with the sharks is being in the devil-infested world and being open to be eaten alive? Mm. Or you want to be on ground where it's safe? Amen.
Amen.
For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Yeah, I love God. Amen. How about you?
Amen.
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. And he himself tempts no one, but each person is tempted when he is lured away by his own lust and enticed. Amen.
Amen.
Or by his own desires. Amen.
Amen.
So when y'all hear people saying that God is drawing people away, he tells you right there tonight, I ain't drawing nobody away. People are lured away when they are moved towards their own desires. Amen. Yeah, your desires move you away from God. Why is that? Because your desires become greater than the desire God has for your life. Amen. That's why it's important that you get victory over the devil. You get victory over your flesh. See, a lot of people can't get victory over their flesh. Yeah, we talking about victory over the devil. God wants you to have victory in every area of your life. Victory over the enemy. Say, I got victory. Over all the power.
Over all the power.
Over the enemy.
Over the enemy.
Yeah, some of y'all got to say, shout that and say that a little loud. Say, I got victory.
I got victory.
Over all.
Over all.
The power.
The power.
Over the enemy.
Over the enemy.
Yeah, some of y'all scared of. So you say that real low. And even if you said soft enough, he ain't gonna hear you. Listen, I told y'all when we first started, he gonna come for you anyway.
Amen. Amen.
If he don't come for you directly, he gonna come for you through your children. He gonna come for you through your spouse, your boss, your boss, your advisor. Hey, someone who's in leadership that you who you work with, some co-worker, some cousin, some one of your favorite aunties that now no longer your favorite auntie.
Your mama.
And y'all, and some of y'all mammies and your pappies. you name them, they are coming. He gonna work you. If they are workable, he gonna work through them. And what you have to do is maintain the victory and all that. Because he's giving you power over them, amen?
Amen.
We don't just keep talking. Y'all did. Go to Corinthians. Y'all being blessed this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We can get started. We got some time on. We got a few minutes on. We got a few clicks on the clock.
First
Corinthians chapter 10. Some of y'all need to get victory in your finances.
Amen.
Amen. Stop spending so much.
Amen.
I ain't gonna turn y'all. Let me turn to myself. Talking to you. Stop spending so much. Amen. Talking to myself. Amen. Tag, I couldn't look at y'all. Y'all like, why are you talking to us? I'm talking to me. I'm gonna talk to me. Now I don't spend too much. But I understand. And sometimes we gotta rein it in. You know, you ride past them, y'all got that retail therapy bag. Oh, today just been a hard day. I gotta go tomorrow, Pastor. God, I ain't gonna buy nothing, God. I'm just gonna be looking. I had on this car. $300-400 on here. And that's when I can do that. That's gonna be about 150 on it. I'm not gonna be a zero. Some of y'all get them counters, Mac. All them counters, whatever your flavor is. You got them counters, them shoe stores.
The website.
They got two for. They got two for something.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that spirit be telling you. You deserve it. You work hard.
Yeah.
That thing, y'all still be lying to y'all. No, y'all ain't got no business spending none of that. But you gotta get the victory over there.
Amen.
Because that thing will talk to you if you let it.
Yes, it will.
And if you talk back to it, it's gonna keep talking to you. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what to say. Sometimes you got to, we're not doing that today.
Right.
Some of y'all still got, y'all got that taste. Y'all still got that taste for that liquor. God wants you to get victory over that. Yeah, some of y'all, okay. Let me not say lick a beer. Okay. It's the same family. Them spritzers, whatever y'all got. They have a little taste of alcohol in it. Well, we just went to a champagne. I hear Christians, they going to the winery. You just going to the winery. Listen, there's a very good argument about whether you should drink wine or not. I'm not here to hash that out. The Bible says that strong drink is raging and wine is a mocker. That's what the word says. And all I'm saying to you is, you know what you can and can't do. If you're seeking deliverance from drinking, then you need not to touch anything. I'm not condoning drinking. I need y'all to understand. But it sounded like you was condoning drinking, but no. I know people did still do it though. Weed is from the earth, God passed it. Weed comes from the earth. Then God created weed for us. Listen, anything that distorts your ability to think and to process is of the enemy. God, he said he wanted you to be sober-minded. Receiving Jesus Christ should never be out of necessity, but out of a choice that knowing that God loves me. You should not be coerced into serving God. You should not be forced. He doesn't make anybody do it. So why would you take in a substance that changes the alters the way you think? Amen. When your mind, he told you to let the mind be, this mind be in you, which he's telling you, okay, let your mind be clear. To let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. If you can't receive God because you got so many other things going on in your mind because of the of an outside source, which is drugs, that alters your state of thinking, it's up to you. Amen. I don't care if it comes from the earth. Well, weed is from the earth. Yeah, I'll be here and they be landing on pigs and man, it makes me think. I said, well, everybody else tell me make them hungry and make them want to go to sleep. I understand. So you thinking and it's sleeping? Seems a little off to me. Seems a little off to me, amen. Yeah, but we want to make sure that if God gave us victory, we want to make sure that our minds are clear to hear God. Yeah. You don't want anything that's going to cause you to be thinking of outside of God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, don't. Those things are drugs. Drugs are not of God, amen.
Amen.
Altering your ability to process God's wisdom. It's not of God, amen. You got it, 1 Corinthians chapter 10?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants you to have victory over every area of our lives. Drugs, alcohol, sex, lusting after people who ain't your husband or your wife. When you're single, you just got to get it in. You know, I used to tell us when we was young, man, if you don't get it, you'll explode. Boy, the lies they tell you, people lie to you all kind of.
Oh, God.
They used to tell us that all the guys, man, you got to get them, then you're going to explode. Okay, well, who blew up? Tell me who blew up. That's what I should have said. I wanted to do.
Right.
Tell me who blew up that you know.
Oh, gosh.
That way we can have some type of living example of that. I need to understand. Anywho, y'all, that first Corinthians chapter, verse 13. All these things are designed to keep us in bondage. That won't allow us to receive victory in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants you to be free in victory, to have the life of living a life of victory, to be able to serve him. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, there is no temptation has overtaken you that is not, what they say, common to man. So there's nothing going on in this world that somebody has not gone through. Amen?
Amen.
So when our young people or our young at heart people say, man, I'm going through something that you don't know nothing about. Listen, there's nothing that you've gone through that somebody has not gone through and the most important has gotten a victory over. There's no temptation overtaking you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Your ability. Ooh, that means you have a willingness to say no. Amen?
Amen.
But with the temptation, he always, or also some say always, provide the way of escape. There's always a way out. There's always a road to victory. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you just got to be looking for the road to victory to get out. Some people don't, when you want to be in it, you can't see a way out. Yeah, y'all know when y'all into things, and y'all used to hear people, y'all used to hear your mama and say, honey, baby, you need to get out of that. Well, I can't get out. Yeah, you can't. You don't want to look at. You close your eyes to the road out. Because all you see is what you're into. You don't understand that you need to escape. That's why I don't minimize women who are in relationships that are abusive. I understand it. But when you, when that spirit has taken you over so bad, then you know you need to get out. But you can't see a way out when the door is right there. But you tell yourself, I can't get out. He gonna find me. She gonna find me. Listen, God can find you faster. Danger happens when you stay. You never hear too much about danger when people make an effort to leave. Never know fools are fools. Demon-possessed people are possessed people. When you're looking to hurt somebody, you're going to go to whatever extreme to hurt somebody. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the deliverance of God. I pray that everybody, whoever's under the sound of my voice, if that's you, I pray that God gives you a way out.
Amen. Amen.
And then he protects you as you're out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You can't stay protected outside of the will of God. Now, this ain't a justification for nobody touching anybody, hurting or harming anybody in any way. I don't condone that at all. Keep your hands to yourself. Listen, love one enough to let them go.
Amen. Amen.
Love don't demonstrate itself by killing or abusing somebody. Love lets you live. Jesus lets us live. He loves us so much. He lets us choose life or death. He doesn't decide it for us until the end. And even then, we decided what we wanted our life and the fate of our life to be. He don't send us to hell. We do by not accepting. We make the choice to enter into kingdom or enter into hell. Oh, see, somebody, well, I'm believing in heaven. Okay, let's get to the end of this and let's find out what's true now.
Uh-oh.
I ain't gonna fight with you. Let's get to the end of your life. Because I ain't talking about my life, your life. And you find out what happened with you. You ain't gonna be able to explain it to me. But your choice. I don't fight nobody about your choice. Other than to choose God. I don't fight you with that, but I suggest that you want to choose God while you're still yet breathing. Amen.
Because
you don't get a chance to choose when you're on the other side. Mm. But yeah, I tell everyone, choose victory. Get out of situations like that. Just as many hard stories you may find, there's even more victory stories in it of people getting out. Don't let nobody fool you with that's love. Ain't no love don't bust us out of here.
Amen.
Black eye, bust your lip. Not just beat you almost to your day. That's what men and women, because there's someone, abusers are equal opportunities. Men and women. There's some physical women, there's some physical men. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just talking about victory on today. I'm talking about getting out of things and getting into God. Amen.
Amen.
He gives you victory over gambling. Well, gambling is harmless, Pastor. No, it's not. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. People have lost their families. They've gambled their lives away. You gambled $1 million to win 200. How much sense does that make? That's an addiction. You're going to gamble $1 million away to win 200. Okay, 200 now. Let me make it more relatable. You're still in the heat. You're still operating in the negative. You're hustling backwards.
Amen.
That tells you that is an addiction. Anytime you think anytime winning trumps what you currently have, it's an addiction. Amen. We're just talking. Y'all all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to put some things in perspective for people. Because I hear believers do scratch offs, man.
Numbers.
I'm a hit. Then what you gonna do? Because once you hit that one, then now it's on. The devil now he's opened the door. So now God ceases to be your source. And now you went from scratch off to in their name and they shake your heads. Shake hands. What's your birthday? what's your thing? You like eight? All right, can we dazzle on eight? And it's designed to move you from trusting God to now trusting in yourself. They even sing songs, luck be a lady tonight. I don't want that lady. She too mean. She turn your own head off. She tricky. That lady tricky. And then you hear people talk about it. It's designed. That's why God gives you victory when he gives people victory over that. They say they pump certain levels of oxygen in that place that gets you. I don't know if that didn't be true. God, I ain't no gambler, so I ain't gonna go test the theory either. I've had enough going on in my life where I'm gonna trust God. I can never gamble because that was never my thing. I hated seeing my money on the ground and somebody else pick it up. The pots look big because they big enough, but then I seen people fighting, then I seen all kind of chaos break out because of money. Brothers fighting each other. Cousins fighting. Forget all about me that we're family. When that it changes things. That told me that this is spirit attached to that. And God wants you to have the victory over that. We're talking about victory. Yeah, I know I keep saying that because I want people to understand that don't get misunderstood. We're talking about God giving you the victory over things that has entrapped and imprisoned people. There's so many people who can't serve God because they are imprisoned by other things. And I ain't talking about nominees, I'm talking about Christians. You'd be surprised how many what kind of stuff Christians are in. Well, people who say they love God. Let me use that word. I have to make sure I always say I use the word Christian very careful. Because everybody who say they are of God are not of God. Amen. You have to be careful. And you God wants us to have victory in every area of our lives. Amen. And I hope y'all get it. You don't have to be bound by things. Victory is in God. Amen. Victory is who God is, and victory is who you are if you are in Christ. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:57 tells us, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. I don't wonder if that cricket is.
I know.
I'm like, what's the cricket sound? Somebody go. Quickening again. Yeah, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Amen.
Amen.
We have victory, y'all. You have victory over the situations in your life, over all the power of the enemy. He's given us victory. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And he said, through that power, and nothing by any means will be able to harm you. You got to know you have victory. I thank God for victory. To be able to come out of the things that you come out of. How many of y'all see y'all come out of some things?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got victory, amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all, have y'all gone back to the things? No. Why you didn't go back? Because God gave you
the victory.
He's giving you the victory over. Yeah. The things that used to ensnare you don't ensnare you no more because you had what?
Victory.
Yeah, you gotta know you got victory over. Some people go back to things because they don't believe they got victory over it. Some people go back to things because they understand, though they believe that they have victory over it, and then they go back and it swallows them back up. And they don't know that, okay, sometimes you just got to stay away. Amen. Some of y'all just like testing the fire. Yeah, am I really over that? Should I really call her? Should I really call him? He's lonely. Y'all know, well, I haven't been there. So don't stop trying to act like I can relate. But when I was there, it was like, hey, let me see if it's really something. And you get bored, you call him. And then you call him like, that was a waste of my time. Well, listen, I ain't one of them. When I'm talking to you, I put it all together. You understand when you really got this relationship with God, right? You really understand there's certain places I cannot go. There's certain levels, there's certain things, lines I cannot cross. Because if I do, there's a point of no return. Amen. And I can't stress the whole victory over your job kind of thing. I'm not speaking directly to, but you got to make sure you get victory on your job, oh God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Understand that careers and jobs are different. Mm-hmm. A job is a place you go to every day with the means to an end. A career is something you go into that you know, okay, if it don't work, it's because of me. Job, now, I'm not saying don't take ownership in your job. Go to work, and you work as unto God, amen? But some of y'all need to go in there, y'all need to just zip it. Oh, wow, you doing the switch out. You changed up. You don't even hang around no more. Call me what you want. I just can't do it. I wish y'all would. Y'all, well, we going unless you hang with us. You don't hang with us no more? Nah, I'm good. Because you understand what people are taking from your relationship. If it's not to edify God and to move you further to what you want to be, it's designed to get you off from where you're going. Mm-hmm. Amen. People don't want you to walk in victory. People want you to the beautiful thing about our lives as believers is we should get to a point that repentance is always good, but we ain't always repenting every day about the same thing.
Amen.
Oh, wow. That was quiet. Yeah, you should not be, at certain stages in your Christian life, you should not be repenting before God repenting about the same thing every day. At some point, when do you get the victory over it? Okay. I see y'all looking at me like, don't look back at y'all. So when are you going to get over the line? You know you're a liar. Yeah, I said that. Because, okay, I'm going to tell you the truth about you. If you're a liar, you're a liar. You know your word ain't no good to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know the people who tell lies so much and they start believing their own lie. They're like, and you know what? Was it true? Did I really do that? That's when you got it bad. As a, you know, you, at some point, God, you need to understand that I need to be delivered. I don't need to be keep repenting to you every day. God, deliver me from lying. I just say, so God, forgive me for just having a lie. At some point, you need to just say, okay, I'm a liar. God, help me not to deal with that no more. Yeah. I told y'all I used to be a liar. I know how to lie. Let's go. You lie when you perfect lying and you get a PhD in lying, it becomes second nature to you. You lie when you take a breath. But you gotta get over you when you're comfortable enough that God and you're free enough and God is giving God, God help me. That was a lie I just told you. I know some of y'all will be having conversations and I just bust out that was a lie. That's me telling myself, okay, that was a lie. I don't do it as often as I used to do when I first started doing it because I understand I don't have to lie. Here's the truth, take it or love it. This is the bread bones truth about it. You rather I tell you to tell you the truth or tell you a lie. You rather know what's going on than me. And some of y'all, people don't trust your word. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all tell people y'all gonna show up at a certain time. No, almost goodness, bro, you ain't gonna show up. You ain't gonna show up 20, 30 minutes late. You already know. Late is who you are. My name is Tasha James Late. I pray that ain't nobody's name. Because I ain't talking about you. I don't know who you are. But ladies, who you are. You take it on late. But you lie and tell people, I'm going to be there at 10. You know, 10:30 is my goal. Y'all know people like that. Meetings, y'all know y'all supposed to be there at a meeting or a meeting start. That's it. Y'all meeting starts at whatever time. Y'all know the meeting ain't going to get started until about 1:30 late. So what you start doing is you start conditioning yourself. No, they will start. So I'm going to get there a little later. And you gotta, and we gotta get better with that, amen. Get the victory over your, get five areas in your life and get victory over it. Find areas in your life that you need to address and get victory over. Ask God to give you, help you to obtain victory. Some of y'all, it's time. Some of y'all is dealing with your word. Making sure your word is good. Some of y'all is making sure that you stop doing what you're doing at work. You want to be one of the, you want to be one of the best employees, you need to stop talking so much. You need to stop hanging with people who talk a lot. You need to become more about your business. Amen. I had people, this is no shit, I talk about me. I had people tell me that, man, Virgil, we knew that was you who did that because man, you, your work speaks for you even when you're not around. We know that you ain't gonna leave. They said, we know you ain't gonna let nothing be done half. They didn't say, they said the other part.
Right.
I didn't gonna say that. But they said, you ain't gonna never leave nothing half done. Either you're gonna complete it when you're supposed to, or you're gonna let them know, okay, it's gonna be done at this. Some, I over explain. What my motto is, I'd rather under promise and over deliver than to over deliver and under, well, under over promise and under deliver. I'd rather you know what my, see, people always say, well, you said it wasn't be ready, but you got it to be early. Yeah, I did. You'd rather me tell you that than opposed to telling you it's going to be done on this time and you never get it to maybe 3, 4, 5, whatever days later. Some of y'all got to make sure y'all word is on. Y'all need victory over your own word. Amen. Because if your word ain't good to you, it ain't good to nobody else. You write a bounce check every time you open your mouth. Amen. Victory. God wants us to get victory. Then and only then can we expect God to really move in our lives like he needs it. Yeah, he wants to. When he knows he can trust you. You know, your trust is a part of your victory, amen? Yeah. I play football. When they called a play, in order to get victory, they had to trust that you was going to make the play. Give it to him. He going to get it done. If you throw it to him, he ain't gonna catch it. Ain't no way. Listen, I know he ain't gonna drop it. And sometimes life happens and you drop it, but it wasn't intentional. And so in playing sports, I knew that in football, the one thing I knew is if you called my number, I was gonna deliver. They knew it. The quarterback knew it. Get it to Virgil. I'm telling you, get it to Virgil. Get the, they call him, get the V, he gonna score. And that's what God is saying for y'all. Can I trust you to carry out what I'm giving you? Can I give it to you? And you gonna get, and you gonna get victory in it. Y'all wonder why certain things ain't happening in your life. God can't trust you. He knows that if I give you something, would you give God, you gonna get a victory back to me, or why you gonna give it to you or the devil? Amen. Yeah. God knows us. God doesn't give us things. Listen, if he gave us everything we wanted when we wanted, some of us be gone. Y'all know y'all be gone. Y'all, some of y'all would have blew up. Y'all would have been, y'all would have wanted to blew up. Yeah, you would have. Some of y'all would be living somewhere broke. Needing for God to come rescue you again. And he's a merciful God, and he will. But the one thing he does is once he brings us out, he wants us to stay out. But his compassion and his love is there, that if you need me to come get you, I'll come get you. I'm never going to leave you under the bridge. I'll come and rescue you. But when I give you victory, I want you to get the victory so you can help others obtain the victory. See, because our victory is not just about us. Our victory is about helping everyone connected to us. See, that this is what he did for me. He can do it for you. He gave me the victory. He can give you the victory. You knew me. We used to party together. Look at what he did in my life. Now, why don't you come out and party with me in the Spirit of God? We can do it. We can have a righteous party. Amen. Nothing like our God. Amen. Y'all getting something out of this?
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 20. Two more scriptures. We're going to let y'all go. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. I hope this is blessing y'all. Yeah. Some of this is a shouting. I know some of y'all like a shouting good time. We had that earlier. You know, the word is a good time too, amen. Yeah. The Bible says the word is a light, a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, amen. You should get something off the word. He wants us to be better, believe you. Aren't y'all tired of seeing the same old Christians that's supposed to exhibit and demonstrate who God is in this time and how buffoonery we acted in the things of God? Don't it make you feel the kind of way? It should make you feel. Listen, if you are a lover of Jesus Christ and you hear and you see some of these people and the way they are representing our God, it should make you feel the kind of way. You're like, you don't represent my father. It's not to be judgmental. It's just a mere fact of how they acted. You're like, And I hear y'all, well, there's a new, Pastor God is doing a new thing. No, he ain't. Don't let these people fool you. There's nothing new under the sun. Everybody want to tell you that there's some new way to get people into the body of Christ. There's a new way to fill up churches. Or there's this new buzz thing and filling up churches. But everybody who's in the walk through the doors, they're interested in getting saved. They're interested in being entertained. And there's no victory in being entertained. There's no sustaining power in just entertainment. Y'all see them at the football game. Once you're being entertained, they start burning jerseys. Y'all know how, come on. Y'all are diehard fans. Y'all just don't want to tell me. Y'all the same ones who sacrificed your jersey. Yeah, y'all burned it up. A good $100 jersey. I'm burning it up. I'm putting gasoline on all of it. I'm mad with the team. That's how some people do with God. Once you stop being entertained, you walk out the door and then you don't hear nothing else. I'm telling you, I'm looking for the day when I see people at gospel concerts with the number one figure up. Y'all remember them phone figures that you had? All about being entertained. When just receiving the love of God is not good enough. We got to perform now. Lights, camera, action. You on. When are we going to get the victory over that and just preach the gospel to people and then let people... Listen.
I said, I got saved.
Well, that ain't how they doing these new times, Pastor V. You got to meet people. These young people don't respond to that. Yeah, they will. You're dumbing them down. Because you believe that they can't receive unless they're moved by how the world moves things. That's not how that's only going to keep them for so long. Sound doctrine is what's going to keep people. When the enemy come a knocking, can you sing your way out of it? The answer to that is no. The Bible tells you that the man should not live by everything. Y'all know the rest. Man should not live by just eating bread alone. But you got to have the word of God on the inside of you. Amen. It's the word that sustains you in those times. Amen. Yeah, y'all in Deuteronomy 4, chapter 20, verse 4. It says, for your Lord God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Our God goes before us. Amen. He's He's always going before us to make sure that we get the victory. We obtain the victory. That's why y'all heard me say long years ago. That's why we know we're in a fixed fight. Because the verdict has already been made. We already win. We're already victorious. He goes before us. And if he's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness, then that means he's established everything we need to win. So why are so many of y'all losing? Because you're not exercising what God has given you. Amen? Yeah. Y'all see y'all like, well, what is he giving us, Pastor? Glad you asked our last scripture, 1 John. 1 John, chapter 5. Verse 4. See, y'all smart. See, God know the questions y'all will ask. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. I want all y'all to get this and get it down because I'm actually repeat this before we. Y'all at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. On your way. The shortcut is to cut through.
Okay.
All right. It says, for whatever is born of God. Who's the whatever? I said, who's the whatever? So, for whatsoever is born of God. Say, I'm a part of that whatsoever. I said, say it like you mean to say, I'm a part of that whatsoever. Yeah, you got to know who you are. For whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. So what is the victory that overcomes the world?
Our faith.
Welcome to the class, people. So what is the victory that overcomes this world?
Our faith.
Your faith is important to overcome and gain victory. You got to have faith in God. And listen, the wonderful thing about when you start operating in your faith in God, God goes before you. He starts moving on your behalf because of your faith. He provides the ability and the influence of people to move on your behalf to gain victory. Amen? So when you think you're stuck in a situation, he's moving on the behalf of the people who make the call, who make the decision for you to gain victory. Blended promotion can be all over your life to do great things when you make sure you're operating, you release your faith. God is using somebody to use their power, their ability, their influence to help you. When you understand that your victory overcomes this world, your faith overcomes this world and gives you the victory. Amen.
Amen.
So when I hear people saying that they're stuck in situations, you're only stuck because you don't want to get out. But when you know that your faith is your victory access point, and Tori, nothing can stop you when you make sure and you operate and you release your faith, that he starts using the influence of faith. Ooh, that people start wanting to use their ability to help you. Taronda, no more tears for you. Start moving on to your next place. Get there in your mind. View it and see it on the canvas of your imagination, knowing that this is okay. I'm through. This was a pass through for me. I'm on to the next thing. More money, and the knowledge that you gained through the situation gives you victory in your new situation.
Amen.
I'm telling you, if you release your faith and you set your course to be what God has called you to be, regardless to who comes along and rides with you, I'm telling you, faith is all over you, Tony. All over all of you to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Victory can be yours. Okay, thank you. Victory is yours.
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all received y'all victory on the day?
Amen.
Y'all received my victory. Yeah. We got to know that we're victorious. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Wealth and riches are ours. And it ain't just about the money. I want the peace of victory. Because when you know you have the victory, you saw your peace is a wonderful thing to have. You can't pay for it. You can't negotiate it. You got to believe God for it, and you got to receive peace. Amen. I didn't say peace is. I said peace. Amen. Kids, isn't it amazing to be in a storm and to be at peace? Most people have storms raging all over their life, and it's so frantic and chaotic that they can't find peace. But then the peace is there. Why? Because peace is God. Y'all remember Jesus on that boat? That boat was tripping, and they were tripping. Baby, why y'all bothering me? And when you think about the story, it's an amazing thing because how do y'all know that if Jesus is on, if you Jesus is on a boat with you, if he ain't tripping, why am I tripping? Right, right, right. Y'all looking at, that said it happened. But when you on a plane and the plane acting crazy, you look at the pilot is cool, you be like, oh, that ain't cool. But if he up there like, bitch. I'm with my purse here. Then you need to bail out. Where's the exit? If he ain't get out, I'm going with him. I'm jumping on his back. He ain't jumping out this plane by himself. I'm grabbing his leg or something. He bailing out, I'm bailing out too. Yeah. You see, whatever you want, or whatever you're part of, if you see them start that trick, some of y'all are a smaller company. If you see the owner start tripping, okay, he tripping. She tripping. I need to find me a job quick. Exactly. God help me. Something happened.
Telltale sign.
Something happened. Give me wisdom. I need to get out of here. Yes, and if you pay attention to God, He's always giving you your exit. He's telling you what to do to get out of it. Yeah. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. I thank God on this day. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, what a mighty God you serve. Victory is mine. Tell yourself that.
Victory is mine.
Yeah, he wants me to have it. He wants me to live in it. He wants me to pursue my victory. Amen. And let everybody rob you of your victory. Sometimes you need to get peace and knowing that victory is mine. Amen. Understanding that I win. I tell you, some of y'all need to hear that. Say, I win.
Amen.
Yeah, I win. I'm a big winner, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm a big winner because I serve God. And nothing attached to God loses. Some of y'all need to know that. You can't lose being attached to God. I want y'all to get that in your spirit on today, amen.